Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and it's Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier, if I can find the list real quick. One of these sheets of paper. That would be Ken Doyle. Ken Doyle is tonight's amplifier. That means that Ken is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. It means that Ken is supporting the show. So if you value the show, if you like the show, if you want to help it grow and show your support and all of that kind of stuff, join our Patreon. It's amps.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to our Patreon page. And there you can contribute as little as $5 per month if you want to sign up. Or you can contribute more if you really want to, like Ken here has done. Ken is a platinum level amplifier, which means that Ken is giving $25 per month to the AMPS program. And again, we don't ask that. And it does come with a number of cool little perks. There is an AMP-only video that is coming soon. I finally got it all edited. All I was waiting for it to do earlier was, like, finish compiling, and then I got sidetracked by installing Skyrim mods, and I never actually came back to uploading it. But it's all finished. It's ready to be uploaded, and it's a reaction video with Bonnie and Nikki where they react to just some crazy stuff. It's definitely worth listening to. But really, if you join the AMPS program, it should be because you value the show and you want to help show your support. AMPS.freetalklive.com. But occasionally, there are some cool little AMP-only perks, like the upcoming video that will ultimately also go to TikTok at some point, but it will be an AMP-only video for the foreseeable future. And who knows, I may forget to ever put the thing on TikTok, so it may only ever be AMPS-only, but AMPS are certainly getting it first and exclusively, at least for a few days or a week or so, unless I forget about it again. These things happen. But thank you so much, Ken. AMPS.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, who turned down all of the advances from, I think, Bobby in Florida and Ricky in Pennsylvania. Dude, it was weird.
What, last night?
Yeah.
I need more information on this.
I'm just not interested. You know, I'm 53 years old, and, you know, I don't have time to be wasting on men. I just don't care. I don't need a lot of headache. I'm already living here with Richard. That's enough headache. I got my hands full just putting up with him. So that's enough.
Yeah, fair enough. So, what's on your mind tonight, Sarah?
Yeah, so I'm just excited that actually we have we got federal grant money to help a course, which is the state highways going through Albuquerque, more pedestrian and bicycle safe.
So it's the thing that you called me about this before, and it has a name, right, Sarah? What's the program's name?
I think there is no exact program because this is a new construction, like 2 miles of it. And they're supposed to narrow, it's like a 3-car lane. They're going to narrow it down to 2 lanes each. And they're going to reduce the speeding limit because they're going to narrow the road, take out the lane and put in a sidewalk and have a guarded bicycle lane. I don't know what that means.
Why do you care about this?
I would hate that if I was driver there.
Well, I mean, no, because they want a freeway either way. They want 3-car lanes. Why are they going to narrow it down to one or
two?
Well,
if they needed three lanes. They wouldn't build another lane if it wasn't needed. And the idea of, I've never heard of a downsizing of lanes of a road, and this idea is making me infinitely angry.
Sarah, why are you excited about this?
Well, because I have to cross these streets. I have to walk on these sidewalks.
You cross the highway?
Sidewalk. No, this is just a like a speed limit of 40. It's a road that people have could cross. This
okay.
is not the interstate.
Okay, but you literally crossed this highway, this road, right? You crossed this street.
I don't live that way. I have crossed this street before here and there, and it was ruthless. I mean, it's just. They think they're on the freeway. I don't know if it's a 3-car lane each, and they're going to reduce it down to 2.
Is it going to affect your life at all? Right?
Yes, it does.
But you don't cross this street.
Well, I have crossed it several times.
Oh,
when I was going, there's a Cottonwood Mall.
How many times in your life? How many times in the 23 years as a pedestrian in New Mexico do you think you've crossed this street?
Coors Boulevard, maybe about 10 times or 10 or 12 times. And it's only, they're doing
so one every 2 years? Yeah, and this excites you?
And you don't live by that side of town anymore, so.
Yeah, I moved from that side of town. But the whole
when
idea.
When was the last time that you crossed this street then?
Well, they're only doing 2 miles of it on top of
okay,
it. They're
so
not doing the whole strip.
I like, asked a really simple question. When was the last time that you crossed this street?
Maybe about 6 months ago.
Okay.
There's a mall close by.
Okay,
there's
not as far
mall.
Away as I would have expected.
She moved in 6 months, though.
Oh, did she?
She moved to a townhouse.
Ah, yeah. Sarah,
I love how you know all these details about Sarah's life.
I'm trying to understand why you care so much about this garbage. Like, why?
Why do I care about this? Well, because the thing is, so they don't want to get after driver behavior. Because, like, red light cameras, if you penalize a driver.
But, Sarah, you don't cross this street.
Okay, over that way, but I do go to the mall. But it's the whole attitude. If they start over here, they might improve the roads out where I live.
She just hates drivers and smokers and people that do things she doesn't do.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. Enjoy your crosswalk or whatever the hell it is that you're so excited about. How boring does your life have to be for you to be, like, excited?
I'm so excited.
About a crosswalk, right? Like, get a hobby, right?
This is her hobby.
That's a terrible hobby.
If it's actually what she described it as at first, and then she walked it back for some reason, that they're taking it from a 3-lane highway to a 2-lane highway to create sidewalks for more pedestrians and a bike lane, that's annoying. That's terrible. And I would be so annoyed if I lived there.
Like, get a decent hobby. I was excited about the new Zelda game that released last month, and like I was looking forward to that, but I didn't call nationally syndicated radio shows to talk about how excited I was. And I said, what is wrong with you, Sarah?
It's her job.
But it's not, because you get paid for a job. It's her hobby. And I don't understand why it's her hobby. I don't understand the obsession with being a... Just try getting a car. Maybe,
22 years?
Sarah? Yeah, just try getting a car and living life as one of the driving people.
Then her welfare wouldn't stretch as far.
No, that's true. Well, it's not stretching as far these days anyway, because she's getting, like, pre-made food and stuff like that with it, right? You can use it at the Burger King or whatever now. That's what she said. It wasn't Burger King.
But she's excited about that. No, I think it was like not Publix, Albertsons, right? Where she was like, you can get the pre-made sushi.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't remember that.
Grocery store.
But let's get on with the phones. We have Ricky on the line from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Sister Aria, Sister Bonnie, Sister Nikki. Good evening.
You know, I got to say, I heard Peagles Mountaineer said that he... objects to you calling him brother, and I'll just have to put it on the record. I object to you calling me sister, because I don't feel that we're in the same church, and I object to it. I would let Mark or Aria or Nikki call me that. I just don't really want anyone, any old person calling me that, and then having myself associated with your views.
Okay, first of all, I do lean heavily to libertarian, but also we are all brothers and sisters, regardless of the fact, and I've said it before to Nikki, whether creation, evolution, you know, or whatever way you want to look at spiritually, we're all brothers and sisters. Now, if you want to deny that, I think Brother Ian would disagree with you, but that's your choice there, Bob.
Well, he doesn't, you know, tell me what to believe. I can't police your speech, but I'm just putting it on the record that I object to that.
And I guess I'll put it on the record that I don't mind.
So you don't believe we're all brothers and sisters, whether it be evolution or creation. That's, you deny that.
Maybe cousins.
Yeah, I mean, I do deny that. We're not all brothers and sisters. I actually have siblings.
Well,
I have brothers.
So okay.
No, technically we're not.
In that sense, then. That's your choice, and I believe that we are. So I won't do that anymore in your case, Bonnie. So I hope you don't think I suck and you say my views. But you know what? I don't think you really understand me well enough. You know, I lean very hard to libertarian. I've been around for years. But that being said, I'm not going to get into it because I have a different topic than that.
Okay.
You know, so hopefully I would listen to more of my programs and not the, how should I say?
What is your topic tonight, Ricky?
Deep notions. The more times when I call in, you know?
Yeah, what is on your mind tonight?
I'm sorry there, Sister Aria. If it's all right. Now, I want to make a correction. I'm glad Sister Nikki's on tonight for this. And I just heard Sarah call in. I want to make a correction when Brother Ian, you know, talked to her last night. Now, I don't want to even bring this up because, like I said, I don't like to say things that alter my views or anything or another. But a couple of things. One of my age, not that it's that important, I'm turning 50 come December 25th. He said I was in my 50s. That's not that important. But what is important, people for years didn't know that I had vision problems, that I had RP. And I've spoke to you this before. And the thing is, he did say I'm partially blind. Well, I wish that was the case. I actually went totally blind a couple of years ago. You know?
Yeah. I think we were just making a joke about Sarah not having to do makeup and stuff.
No, that was a joke. Ian actually said when he was describing me that I'm partially blind. I couldn't understand because for years they didn't even know I had vision problems. He never knew anything.
Well, that's because we don't know who you are. Someone who calls the show.
And that's another thing about it. It's just like proof that Ian isn't, like, you know, really obsessing about it. You've told him it before. It's been a few weeks and he doesn't know every detail.
Bonnie, what is your personal problem with me?
Can you hang up on him? I didn't say anything that was giving him a personal problem.
I don't want to get into personal spats tonight, Ricky.
No,
if you want to know why I don't want you to call me sister,
no,
I explained it.
He knows me very well. I mean, just for years.
We don't know you. He literally
said
this like a week ago.
It's a parasocial relationship. He doesn't know you very well.
And thank you for the call tonight. It is absolutely a parasocial thing, and Ian himself said this to you a week or two ago. It was very recent. I was on the night that it happened where you said, well, you know me, Brother Ian. And he's like, well, no, I actually don't know you. I realize why it feels that way in parasocial relationships. That one thing that I love about Free Talk Live is that, like, we seem to go out of our way to not have parasocial relationships. Like, our, quote, fans hate us. Right?
Yeah.
They're not looking at us and go, oh, my God, you guys are so great. Can I just come massage your feet or whatever? They hate us, right? And whereas the people who are in, what's that guy's name, Tim Pool's Discord server or his Matrix chat, every time he pops up to say something, they just fawn all over him because he, like most content creators, they facilitate the creation of parasocial relationships. Maybe not intentionally. I don't know what he does intentionally, right? I know a lot of people on Twitch, a lot of the e-thoughts, they facilitate these things on purpose. I don't know about Tim Pool or whatever, but on Free Talk Live, because you can contact us directly, and we will talk to you, and we'll talk back to you. That destroys that feeling of... It destroys the parasocial nature of it, and it makes it more like just a normal social relationship.
Yeah.
Especially for the chat trolls. Like, if you're on Tim Pool's server, you feel like you're talking to someone when he responds to you. But when I respond to you, you don't care, right? Yeah. It's just Aria responding.
Well, and I was just saying, you know, earlier during Sarah's call, like, it's funny, we know so many details about Sarah's life.
Yes.
You know? It's like...
The 23 years you've been a pedestrian in Albuquerque, but, you know, it's a little specific.
And it's very much one-sided. Like, Ricky, you listen to the show, so you hear us... For 3 hours a night, every day. Assuming you listen every day.
I don't think that he went off on Pecos Mountaineer either when Pecos Mountaineer asked him about to do that. He's like, okay, I respect that. It's just like, for whatever reason, there are certain callers, I won't name, but obviously I'm talking about Ricky as one of them, who just thinks everything I say to them is I'm just like slapping them in the face, and I didn't say anything rude, and it's annoying. It's just that they don't like me, and I really don't care, and I don't like feed some weird like, oh, you're a amplifier, and I just have to be nice to you. Like, I really don't feel I have to. I feel like that's what the point of the show is. I say what I actually think and believe, and you can do the same.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing, right? And it does seem that certain callers specifically have an issue with the people on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like at one point, Ricky said that he was never going to call on Wednesday night because...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But, I mean, he has since been calling again. And, of course, there were several times where, like, we cut off Major Pain once, like, right when he was dropping an F-bomb or something. Like,
That one got heated.
Yeah, for whatever reason, some callers get really worked up at me, you, and Bonnie.
I think I know exactly what the reason is, because I've experienced this phenomenon in my entire life. I'm a very feminine woman. It's not like I'm not feminine, like I love like Hello Kitty and things like that.
But you're assertive.
But I'm assertive. And people, it's rubbed people the wrong way since I was a little kid. Like, teachers will be, I'll be like, why did the teachers not seem to like me? I just, you know, I had something to say and I said it and I can't understand why they just don't seem to like me. And it's just gone on and on from there to the point where, like, when I was dating, I would spot someone that I just absolutely couldn't get along with right away if I could tell that they wanted a woman that was, like, just stupid, you know, if they were just way dumber than me, I couldn't be with them because I wouldn't be able to live with a idiot who is mansplaining to me. And I know they're wrong.
And I think a lot of people are threatened and intimidated by, like, strong women who are, like, willing to speak their mind and won't back down. And I think, like, maybe that's why a lot of people, like, push back on Bonnie, because you are, like, a very, like, feminine woman, but you are assertive and you will speak your mind unapologetically, and that is very threatening to a lot of people, specifically a lot of, like, older men. Don't like that.
I agree with that. It's an older man thing a lot of the time, too, because it's like they're absolutely not used to that. And it throws them off because I have, like, a super high-pitched, shrieky voice. And then they just aren't expecting this.
Like, you're supposed to be sweet and nice, Bonnie.
The other day.
Yeah. Well, she is, right? And that's what I love so much about Bonnie, is that she is sweet and nice, but when she's angry, man, I want to duck, right?
Well, I wasn't trying to say that I'm just... my point in saying all that wasn't just like, oh, I'm hardcore mean to people.
No, you're not mean to people. I didn't mean to suggest
you were. I didn't think so either. I just wanted to point out that, like, if a caller calls, it's not like it's my intention to just be mean to you. But if I disagree with you and that pisses you off, maybe you should think about why. I mean, like, I was straight up being mean to Brian, but you'd have to understand the history. Like, there was a whole last week or the week before or whatever where he called and he was being a total idiot, and I just don't find any value in actually having an actual conversation with this person.
There's no need to sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And, Ricky, it's important to keep in mind in regard to the parasocial relationship that, again, you know, you hear us for 3 hours a day, but we talk to you maybe 3 minutes a day, and that's if you call every day. And for a long stretch of my time on this show, you simply didn't call. So, like, it's very much one-sided where you hear from us a whole lot more than we hear from you. So it may feel more filial to refer to us as sisters and brothers and stuff because you know, we spend 1/8 of your day with you.
Well, and I think what he was saying was, like, everyone in the whole, like, whether you know them or not, and I can get down with that. I don't mind if he calls me Sister Nikki. Like, I can kind of, whatever, I can vibe with that, but...
Yeah, I don't particularly
I also understand,
have an issue with it either, but...
I do also understand why Bonnie would have an issue with it, because, so...
Right, as she points out, we don't know what his religious beliefs are, and brother and sister, they have that religious connotation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we are part of the same religious organization here.
Well,
I think I like it because it reminds me of the Righteous Gemstones. I don't know if you guys have seen that show, but it's just a show making fun of, like, mega churches. But
I've heard of it.
I don't know, it's just, it, like, makes me giggle, so I think maybe that's why I like it.
Well, let's keep going with the calls. We do have a caller on the line here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I haven't listened in a while, and just started listening again. So,
well, welcome back.
I was wondering, what's the point of this show? Do you guys talk about liberty anymore?
I mean, we do, and there's some dinging in the background. We are a current events show. We talk about what's happening in the world from a libertarian perspective. We're a call-in show. People call in and talk about whatever happens to be on their minds. And we just talk about things that we find interesting, things that we find fascinating. That's one of the beautiful things about having so many different rotating hosts is that each one brings their own topics that they're interested in to the show, and we end up discussing those things.
And that's also the thing about taking so many calls is that, you know, the callers kind of direct the show a good deal. Like, we'll have our show prep, but some nights we don't even get to it because we're just answering calls. So it's kind of just depending on what various people bring up, and then we just go from there. So, but typically it is, you know, from a liberty freedom perspective at the very least.
Is that all you were curious about?
Do you guys ever talk about how liberty can apply to your life as far as how you can make your life better by using liberty, like
all the time.
Incorporating liberty into your life?
Yeah, all the time.
I mean, perhaps, like...
I've just been hearing a lot of bickering here lately, and, you know, I feel like we just need to try to tune out some of the personal things and try to figure out how we can talk about positive things about how liberty makes our life better.
Are you referring to, like, the bickering, like the stuff with the Porcupine Freedom Festival and stuff like that that's going on?
And yeah, it's kind of a turn off.
Why don't you start your own liberty show? Just question. Why don't you start your own show about liberty and talk about it in nothing else for 3 hours every single night?
Well, I mean, I do a lot of other things besides that, so I think everybody has their own time to do different things, you know.
Well, I understand that it comes off as bickering, but, like, we know these people. I know Dennis Pratt. I know Zeffin. I know Mikey. These are all my friends, right? And my friends are, one of my friends is the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Another is an organizer over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Another one, you know, sells stuff each year as a well-known vendor at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. These are our active, known members, influential members in the Liberty community.
The general person.
And they're arguing with one another. They're fighting with one another. And this is a topic of interest to me. And I keep turning you down, man, because I'm trying to explain to you why we're talking about this thing. And you're, as usual, not letting me respond to your question.
Yes, as usual.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but why don't you explain to other people what the problem is? Because it's a lot of personal things.
We literally did exactly that.
Yeah, I feel like we did.
The other thing is the libertarian community in New Hampshire is the premier of liberties. We're the only ones doing anything that will matter ever. And so what we're dealing with the liberty community, is absolutely relevant to anyone who's interested in liberty. And if you don't get that, it's because you're not here.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I mean, people bicker, and there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of libertarians here doing stuff, and these disagreements happen, and they need to be resolved. It's Free Talk Live.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
U.S. USA News Update. The U.S. is sending help to Canada as that country deals with dozens of remote wildfires, which are sending smoke across the eastern half of America.
We have already deployed over 600 U.S. firefighters and personnel, as well as equipment like water bombers.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, tens of millions of Americans from the Northeast to the Deep South are now dealing with some smoke from those fires. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a surprise trip to the border in Arizona on Wednesday. DeSantis said his state is not a sanctuary state.
We have put forth resources to assist with the transportation of illegal migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening criminal prosecution of DeSantis for transporting migrants from Central and South America. Newsom has argued the transfers were done under false pretenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and there's still time if you want to get on the airways with us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Attention, all freedom lovers. Do you think that people should have liberty and the right to govern themselves? Well, if you do, you don't want to miss Liberty in Our Lifetimes. The conference coming up in Prague from October the 14th through the 15th. It's the best place to learn about free cities, which are self-governing territories that uphold individual rights and freedoms. Representatives from projects in the United States, to Honduras, Germany, and other places will join to share updates on progress and explain why you should consider moving or joining a free city. Visit libertyinourlifetime.org to find out more and use code FTL for a 10% discount on tickets. Again, that's libertyinourlifetime.org and use code FTL for 10% off on tickets. libertyinourlifetime.org, that's in October in Prague. And one of the callers just, he brought up an interesting topic, right? Like, this is a call-in show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. And he wanted to talk about our inability to talk about liberty things, I guess, or our lack of talking about inability things in favor of libertarian drama. And the libertarian drama is actually, like, critical to us here on the show because we know all of the people involved, and maybe you don't care, but I suspect a lot of libertarians out there do, in fact, care about
And every show's different.
Thing.
It's not like yeah. Free Talk Live is about Porkfest drama now from now on.
No, really good points, but if you want to talk about liberty, you can call in and do that. But we talked about other stuff. We talked about UFOs earlier. We talked about music. And then Stefan called to talk about Mikey. But we talk about a number of topics. To me, it would be dull to just have a show where all we do is talking about liberty and how, this is how liberty matters to me. Like it's an AA meeting where we're taking turns standing up and saying what liberty means to us or whatever. I'm not going to do that. That's not what the show is. And that to me is dull. I don't define myself by my political views, right? I'm a libertarian, yes, but that's not the focal point of my existence. I'm not a libertarian because I'm obsessed with liberty as an idea. I'm a libertarian because I want to be free to do what I want to do, which is why I'm okay with talking about music or video games or whatever because I don't define my entire personality by being a libertarian. There's a lot of libertarians that I can think of who, all of their efforts, they don't seem to have any hobbies. They're like Sarah and how obsessed she is with pedestrians and vehicles. Well, imagine, what would Sarah do if vehicles just vanished from the earth tomorrow and there were no more vehicles, right?
Everyone was a pedestrian, then no one's a pedestrian.
Right, and suddenly everyone's a pedestrian, no one's driving anywhere. This thing that has consumed Sarah and has occupied her brain for all of her waking hours for the last 20 years is now completely meaningless. This is my concern with a lot of libertarians who are ultra fixated on the state, and all they want to do is talk about liberty and the government and why police are bad, because they come to need the government to continue to exist because it's become something that defines them. Antagonism to the government is what defines them. If the government just goes away, then they can't talk about how bad the police are or how bad the IRS is or anything else because those things have gone away. And they've got nothing left to fill in those gaps. Well, yeah, I've still got music and video games and a dog and cats and all kinds of stuff that I can use to fill in the gaps. And I think this is the value that Free Talk Live has by not being a show where you just call in and talk about liberty and what it means to you or whatever, right? Instead, we have interests outside of libertarianism and outside of resisting the state, and we want to be free to pursue those things. The problem is that the state isn't letting us pursue those things. And I feel like a lot of the libertarians get lost and start becoming so focused on the state being in their way that they lose sight of the things they would otherwise. Like, why do you want liberty? If all you ever do is bitch about how bad the cops are and how bad the IRS is, what are you going to do with your freedom? Because you're not doing anything with the relative freedom you have now except complain about cops and the IRS. So if those things cease to exist, what do you have left? What are you going to do then?
Yeah, great point.
Well, I don't know many people that are, I don't think they have anything else going on in their lives. I mean, I'm not saying you don't, but I don't know many people like that specifically. But I think I get the opposite. Like, people accuse me of this all the time. That it's like all I talk about or whatever. But the thing about it is, when the government is actively trying to destroy your life and all you want to do is be doing anything else, it kind of becomes a important focus in your life.
Certainly. And I mean, I'm about to go to prison for, you know, having a disagreement with the government about me trying to live my life. So I certainly get that. And it's true that everyone has some sort of interest that they do in their spare time or whatever, but I fear that the role of libertarianism and resisting the government has become too big of a part of some people's lives, and that in the absence, and that they're going to find that they're dependent on the state to exist, to have any personality or hobbies or interests at all.
It does kind of seem that a libertarian who doesn't live in New Hampshire would want a show about nothing but, like, you know, the Tom Woods type show, like, here's how liberty works, here's how Keynesian economics is wrong, that he would want that because it would fill in the gap of actually doing anything.
Yeah,
like,
right.
He would feel like, oh, I'm doing something because I'm learning this. I got this, like, high of feeling so right now.
I think that's a great point because in our, like, everyday lives off of the show, like, liberty is a huge piece of it, living here in New Hampshire, you know?
That's true.
So it's like kind of like we're living what we're preaching. So sometimes it's like, yeah, I want to get on the show and I want to talk about metal and, you know, maybe Pork Fest, which also kind of is a liberty thing to talk about because it's literally a freedom festival.
Yeah, like today when I was looking for show prep, I just wasn't really interested in any of the news. Like, I brought in show prep and I really wasn't that interested in it, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I go to the news because, you know, I got to do a show and I got to have stuff to talk about, but there is almost never interesting. I mean, it's always like Ron DeSantis this and yeah. Donald Trump that.
Oh, it's going to get so bad.
I don't care.
I mean, and a lot of the show prep I bring in is about health or like mental health or music because those are the things I'm interested in. And I think stuff like health is an important thing to talk about because, I mean, that's an important aspect of freedom. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Your vessel, like having a healthy body, you can't do anything with freedom if you're sick and you're either like, you know, you develop dementia or something where you can't use your brain or if you can't, you know, like move and, you know, so it's, to me, like that's like step one, like the, not the most important thing, but I think it's very important to be aware of certain things that might be affecting your health. So to me, like, I feel like that's an important thing to talk about. I'm sure a lot of other hosts on this show completely disagree with me because maybe they don't care about that. They'd rather talk about tech stuff or whatever else. But
well, that's the beauty of Free Talk Live is that all the hosts have different things that they're interested in that they bring in to talk about. But you have a show, you have an article tonight that is sort of at the nexus between music and health.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, heavy metal helps people be less stressed.
Yes.
So let's get into that.
Sure. Yes. So, psychologist says that listening to heavy metal lessens stress and promotes thinking. A New York-based clinical psychologist and therapist, Dr. Nicole Andreoli, has shared a clip explaining that listening to heavy metal lessens stress, promotes critical thinking, and gives listeners a way to process anger, echoing research on metal music that has found as much.
I don't doubt any of that at all. Like, one of my friends listens to pop, and she loves Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. and she hates metal and rock and all the screaming. She's all like, why are they yelling at me? I'm like, they're not yelling at you.
They're yelling with you.
Right. If you're angry, you get it. But if you're not, I guess you just don't get it.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is specific to heavy metal, like if the loudness and just the intensity of it kind of just brings out more than other genres of music. But I would say this to any form of music that people enjoy. You know, if you're into pop music, like that might be a better genre. But I don't know.
That was the point I basically was going to make, the same exact point. Like, I think any of those things could apply to the feelings I feel when I'm also just listening to pop music.
But the article might get into like why it's specific to heavy metal. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Well, metal has this image with people of being angry and hostile and some metal maybe, but if you listen to most metal, it's usually pretty uplifting and positive. Like Marilyn Manson's lyrics are some of the most positive and uplifting things you can
hear. Also, if you've ever been to a metal show, people there, you know, and like they might look scary because they're wearing black and maybe, you know, they have a mohawk or whatever stereotypes people might get from what heavy metal listeners typically look like.
Yeah.
But those are like the nicest people you'll, you know, I've been to a lot of different like music festivals and like some of the hippie festivals I went to, people are stealing and just that type of stuff. I typically don't see that at metal shows. Like typically it's like a really nice kind of wholesome type crowd.
The only time I see, you know, bad behavior at metal shows, and, you know, I'm not lying here, I'm not exaggerating, it's when, like, some redneck who likes metal is there, and they're, like, throwing beer cans down and crap, like, they're chugging down beers and then slamming it down. I see that, and it's always that particular type of guy who's probably got a tattoo on his shaved head, and he has probably done a lot of meth that day, but I don't know, man. But he's definitely a redneck, and he's skinny and angry, and it's just that type of person I've seen cause problems at metal shows.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, most people, they're just there to have a good time, man. And that something about that musical genre binds us all together, brings us all together.
Absolutely. So the doctor's informative TikTok video has gone viral after she posted her explanation of as a stitch to another user's clip.
See, I love TikTok, man. And I recently had someone on Twitter say, well, first of all, the person that you're quoting is a TikTok video, so I'm discarding it out of hand. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, that is such a boomer take.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You see, you got this from Wikipedia? Oh, no. I only accept Britannica or whatever.
It's like, yeah.
You got this from a TikTok while you're getting all of your, you know, content from YouTube and...
Yeah.
Or like a mass media or something.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
and,
man.
And also, like, no matter what platform this person is posting on, she has a PhD. I don't hold as much weight in, like, academia as, like, probably most other people do. But I would say most people, like, most people would agree that, I mean, she's a practicing psychologist and she has a PhD, so why is TikTok the hang up on it, you know?
Right.
So the first video was from a girl who often shares antidotes relating to metal. In her video, she marvels on how she feels at total peace when listening to metal compared to other everyday activities such as being in public or at a store.
I mean, that checks out completely. As someone who, again, listens to metal for like 12 hours a day at minimum sometimes, it's when I feel normal,
yeah.
I guess, right? Like, that's, if I could, I would have Bluetooth headphones in playing music right now. I mean, that would be impossible. I wouldn't be able to carry on a conversation,
yeah.
I don't think. But, you know, if I could walk around in public wearing Bluetooth headphones, listening to metal all the time, I absolutely would do it.
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know. It's just, like, it's interesting to me because, like, I definitely, obviously, anytime we've talked about music on the show, I've said that I like pop the most, but then I get bored of it sometimes and listen to other genres. Anytime I listen to, like, rock and I want to, like, listen to any type of music that's, like, angry and I want to yell it or whatever, I don't feel at peace in that moment. I feel, like, adrenaline. I feel excited. I feel like it lifts me up. And then, like, maybe that gets it out of me and I feel peaceful. But in the moment, I think it definitely, like, picks up my blood pressure. I wouldn't say that it makes me feel peaceful. Like, I learned a lot of metal from listening to Mark Passio's podcast called What on Earth is Happening. He has so many good intros and outros that I was like, what is this? And I had to look it up. And I listen to that every now and then. Like, I don't have, like, really favorite bands, more like favorite songs. And I just don't feel, I don't agree. I don't think that I listen, while I'm listening to that, I feel peaceful. I feel like, yeah, F the system. Yeah.
There is a lot of that in metal, too.
Right. And that's what makes me so sad about pop. There's not enough of that in pop. Like, you can find straight up, like, the government is lying to you. Those lyrics will be in a metal song.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just a different culture.
When my supervisory officer, when she very first stopped by my house, I was listening to metal, right? It's totally normal.
Yeah.
And she came in and she's like, I love that song. I was listening to Hail to the King by Avenged Sevenfold, which, like, it's not even subtle about it. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, they've come to grant you your rights. Hail to the King. It's not subtle at all. It's totally anti-government. She's like, I love this. I'm like, why?
When your supervisory officer came to my house last, and I was like, I'm going to kind of make nice with her and start talking to her, because usually I just ignore her. I've never been mean to her. I just ignore her when she comes over here. I was like, I'm going to go talk to her and be nice. And I was talking to her the whole time, I realized I was wearing a shirt that says, F you, I won't do what you tell me. And I really hope she didn't think I was trying to make some statement to her. That would be so annoying.
You're like, this is just how I dress.
That's just how I dress.
So it's funny.
A metal song. Well, I don't know.
I don't know if that's metal.
It's metal.
Punk,
but it is
metal.
One of those songs that I like to listen to and yell the lyrics and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't feel at peace in that moment. I feel pumped up. That's the word I'm trying to say.
So just while we're kind of on this tangent, I was thinking the same thing. So there's this song, Copperhead Road, by Steve Earle, and it's a country song. And in the song, it's talking about, like, shooting down, like, feds from the sky. You know, it's like very, like, anti-establishment, anti-state, like a cop hater,
like old school kind of country.
Yes.
like
cop hater, like they're cooking what is it, not meth,
moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine.
Oh, okay.
It's about moonshiners, right? So I'm at a country bar, and there are all these people wearing back the blue shirts are singing it and dancing to it, and I'm like, you guys, are you listening to the lyrics? Like, you're singing the lyrics, but are you hearing them? Because this is not a Back the Blue song. This is, like, the exact opposite. So I just thought, sometimes it's ironic that people don't
It's like people don't even think things through anymore. They're just like, I like this and I like this. Those two things are opposing each other. Oh, I can't even compute what you're saying.
Yeah. So going back to the article, Dr. Andreoli says, I want to explain why this makes total sense. Listening to any type of music can be therapeutic and can allow for an emotional release. Heavy metal is no exception. Dr. Andreoli continues, heavy metal has been found to lessen negative emotions by reducing cortisol levels, which helps to lessen stress. Research has found that people who listen to heavy metal tend to think more logically and in more complex terms than those who don't listen to heavy metal. Heavy metal has been found to help the most with focus.
Has anyone put forward a hypothesis as to why that would be?
But it kind of checks out, I think. Like, because some of my like smartest friends are like heavy metal, but then I also have very smart friends who hate metal. So
well, it's obviously not going to be a universal
truism, but I'm just trying to like wonder, like why?
Right. Yeah. Like why would the above average intellect people drift toward metal?
One thing I can say about the focus is whenever on every Friday Captain Kickass comes over and me, Ian, and Captain play Magic the Gathering, and usually he has his Bluetooth speaker and we listen to metal in the background. I can listen to that and play Magic the Gathering, which is a completely, like, intellectual game. You have to be strategizing and thinking what you're going to do. But one day he was like, here, Bonnie, you have the aux cord, whatever. And when I was playing, like, my music that I like to play, I kept saying, I feel like I can't focus with this music as much as I could focus with your metal. I don't know if... One thing could be that I know all those lyrics. So those lyrics are playing in my head. But then again, he's played so much metal that I know a lot of the words to those songs now, too. So I don't know. There's something about it that, like, I can have it in the background, and I can't have pop music in the background.
Let me interrupt you there, because we have a caller on the line here, and I'm pretty sure this is a special caller that I haven't heard from in a long time. Derek, Derek was on Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call back there. Derek? It came up, and I'm pretty sure I know who that was, but I wasn't really going to take his call tonight. But Derek, if you want, you can call back. I hit the air button and not hold, so I guess he just hung up at
it
the wrong time.
It seems like it dropped before you clicked anything.
Yeah. Anyway, Derek, call back. And we have David Butt on the line from New Mexico. Mr. Butt, you're on Free Talk Live.
What do you call me?
Mr. Butt.
What? Not Mr. Butt. Major Pain in the butt.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes butt your last name.
Were you in the military?
My on-air personality, my stage name, my alter ego, my live name, because it's not a dead name. Anyway, moving on. Steve Earle, 6 degrees of separation. First of all, Steve Earle named his kid Justin, he put his middle name as Towns for Towns Van Zandt, and my best friend when I lived in Wyoming, his high school girlfriend married Towns Van Zandt. So there's 6 degrees of separation for you. Oh, hey, wasn't there a movie about that metal thing, the metal being able to focus, concentrate, that had Christian Bale? Oh, 6 degrees of separation. Did you see me in a movie with Christian Bale?
What is going on?
I feel like schizophrenia might be, like, coming on. I'm not even joking, because it's, like, those three topics, and you just connected them all, and I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. I'm not trying to be mean.
You're right there,
no,
David?
I connect anything to anything. No, I'm in that remake of 310 to Yuma with Christian Bale. I just remember that while I was telling you that story. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
First, when was that article written, the one you're reading?
I can check. Let me see.
What do you ask, David?
And by whom? I want to see if I should get an honorary PhD, because for like 5 years, I get my music, well, actually more than that, about 10 years, I get my music service from, YouTube Music. And I actually made a playlist, and I looked at it just now, there's 102 songs in there, and the playlist is labeled music.rock.therapy. And I have that playlist for exactly that reason, is basically to do therapy when you got to de-stress.
I don't think they're going to give you a PhD for that.
So this, so this article was written yesterday, and it's from Loudwire, which is like a metal magazine slash website.
Yeah, but David, you didn't put it on TikTok, and you're only publishing after the fact, so she's got you beat, man. Sorry.
Oh, man, what's her name?
Mrs. Butt.
No.
When I worked at a hotel.
Don't dead name Mrs. Butt, dude. What's the writer's name?
The writer.
No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I was going to say that when I worked at a hotel, I often had to check in this government worker man whose name, I don't even care, I'm going to say it. His name was Gordon Butt, B-U-T-T. And the first time I ever looked at it, I couldn't help but somewhat smile, which is super mature, but I was also 19. I just went, Mr. Butt? And I kind of went like, whoa, really? That's kind of like the face I made. And he looked at me like so serious. He's like, yes, it's Butt. It's like, if you're that sensitive about it, just change your last name. It costs $50.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, David. I'm pleased to hear that you do something to de-stress and unwind. You know, I mean, that's good, and I'm glad to hear you're not still carrying a grudge from whatever was said 5 weeks ago or whatever it was.
Yeah, I was in a good mood tonight.
Yeah, a good conversation about a relevant on-topic. So thank you so much for the call.
Except
tonight.
Whatever he started off saying, which I still don't understand.
I have no idea what the hell that was. I'm going to have to, you know, listen to that again later and be like, let's see if I can draw a map of what this guy is saying. And I suspect I'm not going to be able to because I don't think David was ever in a movie with Christian Bale, and he kept saying...
I couldn't tell if that was a joke, but I'm also, like, not a movie person.
I think it was a joke, too, but it wasn't funny, so that's why none of us got it. And I would check with every other joke that David has ever told.
That's true. You can, like, hear the tumbleweeds after David tells a joke, and the crickets and tumbleweeds, man. It's sad. But that was a good call, so thank you for that, David. So, and continue doing that de-stressing thing.
Yeah, whatever that might be.
Music has certainly had some... When I was struggling with the initial plea deal that I was offered, I listened to a lot of metal music, and I have to say, a lot of that gave me the strength that I needed to tell these people no, right? It energized me, and it backed me, and it... I don't know how to describe it, but the reason I would not have turned down that initial plea deal if not for metal music. If not for having that there saying, no, you know, stand your ground, right? Because a lot of metal music is about standing ground and being proud of who you are and all this other crap. So metal music, definitely a positive influence in my life. Music in general, it's one of the quotes that I heard many years ago that I'm absolutely in love with is that art is how we decorate space. Music is how we decorate time. And I absolutely love that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment, right? I choose to spend as much of my time as I can listening to music, decorating my time. I think that we should probably all do that. But you should also listen to your libertarian hosts over at Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight, so you can join us in the meantime over on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of Elon Musk and shadow bans, social.freetalklive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.